Director of the Richmondville Academy, RVA, Stina Herberg said, "The RVA is currently working with local and regional partners to create a coral nursery for St. Vincent and the Grenadines." She said, "The academy intends to grow and plant out 40,000 corals over the next 2 years.
We have three quite big projects for our size of institution going, the coral restoration project. We are just starting it, so it's a great thing for Independence to be able to start to work with this project, and it involves growing and outplanting of 40,000 corals. This would be elkhorn and staghorn corals. And this is a project that is led by CLEAR in St. Lucia. And the partners to CLEAR would be then Richmondville Academy and Sustainable Grenadines with the Miro Explorers. So what we are doing with this project right now is that together with CLEAR, we are identifying the place where the coral nursery will be. We have some doubts it's going to be in Richmond because of all the sediments, because of the eruption. So it might just be a bit further south from here. That could be Cumberland, that could be Pito, that could be Tromuka. We don't know yet.
Ms. Herberg said 16 students will be trained in coral restoration to be a part of the coral nursery.
We have started to inform students, possible students in the North Leeward area, that there will be 16 students that will be trained in coral restoration. So obviously then they will be trained to be open water divers, and they will be part of maintaining the coral nursery and outplant the corals over the next 2 years. The 40,000 corals will be on all the locations, so we are not going to do the 40,000, but that's part of the whole project. And this is really exciting. We have already touched base with several groups. So really, this is moving forward, and it's very exciting.
And Ms. Herberg said the RVA is also in the early stages of a project being implemented with the Fisheries Department to ascertain the damage to the nation's coral reefs from the explosive eruption of La Soufriere volcano.
We are also working on the initial stages on a proposal from the Fisheries Department under the Ministry of Agriculture on doing some mapping of the different sites in North Leeward, how the sites have been affected by the eruption. But this is at its very early stages and initially and a request as of now, so we could get back to that later. But there's a big interest to find out what has the effect of the eruption been on our coral reefs, on our fisheries sites, on the where the rivers meets the ocean. So what are actually the effects? So this is something that we are very excited to be involved with.
Director of the Richmondville Academy, RVA, Stina Herberg. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.